The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
The man who rules over you, simply find out what you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, November the 23rd, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Perkin Warbeck, one of the princes in the Tower, was executed for treason 525 years ago today. And the time is 9:51 here in the UK. And that makes it, what, 4:51 on the east coast of America and 1:51 a.m. on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. And I apologise, I'm a bit later than normal. I don't know why. I mean, I wasn't up that late. Maybe a little bit later for me. It was about 5 to 7 that I got up, but things kind of ran away with me, I suppose, but yeah, so I hope I haven't put any of you out. I know how annoying it can be when you kind of rely on a show going up at a certain time and you keep having to go back and refresh the page, and I've been there too, folks, and I hope that you haven't been today. But that being said, let's now move on to a quick rundown of my favourite shows in the last week, and there's some new things in here, but the reason is first up, what I can no longer listen to due to the fact my clip grab program has stopped working. Eric Von Essex's Rumble channel, Michael Francese's YouTube channel, Eric Von Essex's YouTube channel as well, and Stu Peter's Rumble channel. So whilst I have enjoyed some of the content on these channels that I mentioned, I can no longer download the audio from BitChute, Rumble or YouTube. So whilst I no longer will be reporting on these shows, I will miss them, and I encourage you to still visit them if you are happy basically streaming them as they're there and not being able to download them, which I'm not. So that has led me to look for other material to listen to, and I'm going to be covering some of that today. Next, Dr. Patrick Slattery had Mark Collett on, his regular Monday guest, who gave his reaction to Biden's decision authorising Ukraine to fire long-range weapons deep into Russia. And Patrick also explained the reasons why there is such a delay between the American president being elected and actually taking office. It goes back to the 1700s, folks, when it took a lot longer to collate all the aspects of the American electoral process. And you can find that show at Republic broadcastingarchives.org. Just select Patrick Slattery from the drop-down box under the show host tab on the right-hand side of the website, which will take you to a page of his most recent shows. Next, Tuesday's Steve Quayle and Mike Adams discuss latest developments, World War III, Russia's nuclear weapons, false flags, and Trump's war with blue states, which I got from the Health Ranger Report channel on Brightian.com. That was an interesting roundup of all those topics mentioned in the title, and I look forward to their next show. I think Mike Adams has Steve Quayle on every couple of weeks or so. Next, the first hour of Wednesday's Alex Jones Show, in which Alex claimed unequivocally that the history books will show World War III began on that day, Wednesday, November the 20th. And you can find that show at the Ron Gibson channel on Brighteon.com. Next, the third hour of Wednesday's edition of the Jeff Rentz programme, which featured Jay Widener talking about his new film The Clockwork Shining, Kubrick's Odyssey 3. Being a massive fan of his previous two Kubrick's Odyssey films, I was really looking forward to this, and it did not disappoint. Not only did Jay get into his work deciphering how Stanley Kubrick's 1980 film The Shining was actually his confession to filming the 1969 so-called moon landings, but he also got into some of Dave McGowan's work on the CIA controlled so-called counter culture musicians to come out of Laurel Canyon in the 1960s, and even had time to call Zelensky a dwarf, which again was a bonus. Also on Wednesday, Mark Collett had the always interesting Blair Cottrell on from Australia for a catch-up on a variety of topics, and you can find that two-hour show at the Mark Collett channel on Odyssey.com. Busy day Wednesday, as that was also when Dustin Nemo's latest episode of The Silent War dropped, which you can find at the Dustin Nemo's channel on Brighteon.com. Brighteon.com is a great site, as you can download all of the shows on there in MP3 format. So I hope more interesting people in the alternative media and more interesting mainstream people such as Michael Franzese platform their content over there. Next, Thursday's Jim and Diane Walk and Talk, which I got from the Rizzoli TV channel on Odyssey.com. Rizzoli TV is one word. Odyssey is Odyssey.com. I only mentioned that because I think Odyssey is spelt differently, isn't it? I think it's got a Y in the end or something. But it's one of those. So it's Odyssey.com. So you just go there, type in Rizzoli TV, one word, should come up. Now, on that show, they paid tribute to Ursula Haverbeck, who passed away at the age of 96 earlier in the week, and they also covered a variety of other topics. Next, Misha Popoff popped on to the Thursday edition of the Jeff Rentz programme for an hour entitled Dairy Workers May Have Bird Flu and Not Feel Sick. Bird Flu, the next plandemic? And that show, along with Jeff's show with Jay Widener that I mentioned some moments ago, are available at rentzradio.com, for which you will need a subscription that I do recommend getting. Indeed, I have one myself. Also, carrying on, Mike Sledge appeared to be trying to keep up with the Joneses via his Thursday offering entitled The End of the World Show, Trunk Grand Finale, which was a mixture of news and humour, some very funny bits actually, including his timely use of audio drops throughout the show and a brilliant Henry Kissinger impression. His co-host Josh also gave a good performance, and you can find that show at thedrunkenmasters.podbean.com. That's thedrunkenmasters.podbean.com. Next, Thursday's Paul English Live with his regular panel of guests Paul Beener, Patrick Chenol and Eric Von Essex, which covered, amongst other topics, dentistry, censorship and cars, and also included an interesting report on the farmers' protest in London from Shelley Tasker, who was there. And you can find that show at serve.podhome.fm/Paul-English-Live. I repeat, serve.podhome.fm/Paul-English-Live. Or he does have a Rumble channel, and you can just put Paul English Live into that, and that is still going. But this is an audio only podcast downloader that he puts it up on too. Next, I heard over on the Handsome Truth channel at goimtv.com that Handsome Truth is relocating to the Ozarks, and there'll be no shows for a couple of weeks until he gets his internet up and the move finished. Next, I'm going to present a summary of each of my favourite shows on here each week, so you can see what else they offer outside of a particular individual show I may mention. This week, the Rizzoli TV channel on Odyssey.com, which I visit daily to download the Jim and Diane Walk and Talk videos that they release daily. These videos are a daily update of what is going on, and I find them very easy to listen to, relaxing. They've just got a very personable manner, Jim and Diane, and you get used to hearing them every day. I used to get them from Jim's BitChute channel, on which he posts more content, so if you are okay watching videos online, that will be a better bet for you. Anyway, to download a video on Odyssey.com, you simply click the three dots at the bottom right below the video title and a download button will pop up. That downloads the MP4 video, which I have a program to convert to MP3 audio, but I won't bore you with that. I will say it's called Format Factory. It's supposed to be free. Certainly was when I got it, so you might want to look for it online. Format Factory is what it is called. The trouble with all these programs, as I mentioned last week, that they all these different things come up and they're supposed to be free, and then they've all got these limitations, all trying to trick you into buying something. It's disgraceful. It shouldn't be allowed. It should be against the law to entice people. And I thought it was against the law to entice people under false pretenses. Well, that's exactly what these people do. You should make it absolutely clear. It's either free or it's not. And that's simple as that. None of these free trial crap, limited functionality, all this nonsense. You either pay for it or it's free. End of. Next, that show I didn't listen to last week from beforeitsnews.com, President Trump, Warp Speed, and the Jesuits. What you need to know, and make of that what you will. Next, the comment of the week from a beforeitsnews.com article entitled Wan O'Savin and Charlie Ward. Prepare for the Gasara Nasara military EBS activation. Mouthful there. And here is the comment from Feral Parpaw. The whole Q cult narrative is falling apart now, and the Before It's News superheroes are scrambling to invent a new one. But it's the same old, dressed up in a new version of Hopium. These people are certifiably mad. And finally, every week I'm going to endeavour to listen to a show that I have never heard before and report on it here. This week, Tuesday's Authentic News with Jim Fetzer, which was Jim solo on current affairs in the first hour and callers in the second hour. This was a pretty good show, which you can find at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just select Jim Fetzer from the drop-down box under the show host tab on the right-hand side of the website, and it will take you to a page of his most recent shows. Now, I know you're going to say, come on, you've heard Jim Fetzer before, you've even had him on your show. Well, I have, but I've not heard his show on RBN before. And one other interesting thing is all the bumper music was of different Beatles songs, all of which were pre Sergeant Peppers. So that's another maybe reason for the use of the word authentic in the title of this show with Jim Fetzer. Okay, right, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning. And I'm just checking this is recording while I'm doing it because it's on my desktop. You know, these sort of, I'm one of these people that double checks that I turn the tap off and all that sort of stuff. But it is recording, which is good because we're 13 minutes in. I don't want to have to do all that again. I've got a lot of stuff here. Hal Turner, he put up his Thursday show for free. Was it? Yeah, the 21st. And he said it was only going to be up for 24 hours. So I'm just going to click on his website that we'll be visiting later anyway to see if it still is. No, it appears to have gone. Oh no, hang on. There it is at the bottom. Let me just click it. So free audio archive. It says he'll leave it up for 24 hours so everyone in the general public can hear what they missed on Thursday evening. And he's only really putting it up because the live feed went down. Sorry about that. I was just clicking it to make sure that, and with that loud noise, you could hear that it is still active. 1 hour, 1 minute and 4 seconds. So if you want to get another show, Hal Turner, you have to be behind the paywall for to get any of his shows. So it's always worth grabbing one if you're not a subscriber, just to see what's going on over there. Okay. I've also got the that's obviously at halturnerradioshow.com, that show. Not the BCFM politics show from yesterday. Downloaded it, massive show, like over 4 hours. I cut the music break out as I always do. And after he finishes the show, there's stuff on at the end. And sometimes it's music, sometimes it's other stuff, but I cut that off as well. And that's still left me over 3.5 hours. But it looks like, judging by the write-ups at least, interesting first and second half of the show. Still got the Jay Widener show that I mentioned on my phone, because I want to listen to that again, so I'm going to get back to that at some point. The other shows that are all pretty much from yesterday, the Jim and Diane Walk and Talk from Friday, which I've already listened to. That was interesting, as always. Then Scorpio did another one of his final shows. That's on the Mammy's website, grizzom.blogspot.com. That's grizzom.blogspot.com. That's pinned to the top. Then Dr. Patrick Slattery, he did a Boomervision, which is his solo show that he does each week, and generally on a Friday. And I've got that downloaded to listen to. And as I was going through editing out the commercials before I listened to it, I noticed one of his bumper music songs that he had in there was Surfing Bird, which I literally, when I was much younger and had a lot less money, not that I have much now, but you never have enough, do you, when you're sort of 17, 18, stuff like that, because there's always, you always want more, however much you've got, that's the way that you are. And as you get older, you start to wonder what to spend money on. But anyway, side issue. I bought the Full Metal Jacket soundtrack album just to get that Surfing Bird track. Anyway, that was the only place I ever heard it on that film. And it was very well used in the film as well. The Dankoff Report, I got that from, again, yesterday, from RBN, republicbroadcastingarchives.org. So I've got that queued up. Finally, Gary Holland was on the Jeff Wrench show yesterday, and also Paul English, a good friend of mine, for a show entitled The Great Historian David Irving. And as I regard Paul as having the best radio voice in the UK and Jeff Wrench as having the best radio voice in America, it should be interesting to hear these people, two people, talking. Okay, so quite a lot there. I'm probably not going to get through it all today because I'm expecting a couple of CDs I've ordered to arrive in the mail, but I was actually expecting them on Wednesday, and I checked again yesterday, they're still not here. That's progress for you in the Western world. You're probably experiencing it all around the West, how standards are dropping and dropping, and yeah, there we go. Okay, so let's have a look at some independent news websites. So well, we started off with Hal. I mentioned that Hal Turner show, didn't I? So let's see what else is up there. Russian president says more missile strikes coming to Ukraine. Well, that's hardly surprising, is it? They've been striking them for getting on for a couple of years, haven't they? Will warn civilians in advance to leave area because no defence. Something is happening. Putin holding urgent Security Council meeting behind closed doors. And then flash, Russia deploying 1 megaton warhead, Topple M ICBMs. Wasn't Topple some sort of actor? I think he was in the James Bond film. But anyway, I'm just opening that one up. That is from yesterday, 22nd November. The Topple M carries only one warhead, a 1 megaton nuclear bomb. Oh, great. So we'll see if anything transpires outside of that story. Okay, so let's drop down to RT.com. See if they're talking about this Topple thing. But their top headline is mobilization out of the question. Hundreds of Russians sign military contracts every day, making another draft unnecessary, spokesman Dmitry Peskov has said. So unlike in the Ukraine, you don't need to worry about having a cigarette outside a nightclub and being dragged into a military vehicle to be conscripted. So I'm sure some of you have seen those videos. I shouldn't laugh. We wouldn't like it to happen to us, would we? But it just goes to show what a clown show that country actually is. So what else have we got here? Trying to read. EU nation slums US EU nation slams US for undermining regional energy security. Well, I'm not even really interested in clicking on that, so there's nothing that's really jumping out at me here. Oh, the German foreign minister has got divorced, so that's apparently of interest, but not to me. Let's go over to Rents.com and thank Jeff for hosting the Limeys and the Dr. Peter Hammond show every week at Rents Radio.com. So scroll down to his headlines. He's still got Donald Trump on his slider with the MIGA hat on. Thanksgiving is a family heritage in a too often thankless world. Well, I know I'm going to forget this. So for those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving, I'm sure most of you are in America, but when I lived in Sunderland, when I was a university student, Bobby and Buddy from North Carolina were living there in the final year in this block. And on Thanksgiving, Bobby just turned up with a load of mincemeat and stuff and made burgers for me and another friend of mine that were there, and we ate them together just to celebrate his Thanksgiving. So it was actually very nice what he did, and didn't tell us or anything. He wanted to still do it because we don't, you know, celebrate that here in the UK. So for all of you who do, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving now, because I will forget to do so, and I do not broadcast on Thursdays, as you know. So next we've got the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act is the death knell for free speech. That is a UNS.com article. I did scan through that a bit yesterday, but as you know, UNS.com, they tend to be of the longer variety, but that may be of interest. Putin TV address: we are entitled to strike nations giving weapons to Ukraine. And that takes us back to the HalTurnerRadioShow.com website. Okay, so let's move on to EarthNewspaper.com. Mark R. Elsis News Aggregate Site. He's been back now for a while, and I'm certainly pleased that he is. He's got a tribute to Ursula Haverbeck at the top. And then we've got a video here, which is James Jesus Angleton and the JFK assassination. That is 1 hour. Of course, we had the anniversary of that, the 61st anniversary yesterday. Variety of things on Kennedy, of course, because of the anniversary, including the final judgment book by Michael Collins Piper, regarded by many people to be the top book on the Kennedy assassination. And then we've got a John Fitzgerald Kennedy timeline that Mark has put together, link to that. Just see if there's any other bits and pieces, stuff about Ursula Haverbeck, and then we've got some Putin stuff further down, taking us back to RT. Oh, and Deanna Spingola interviews Mark R. Elsis, February 11th, 2017. That's just a little way down. So they talk about the assassinations of Mary Pinchot Mayer, Dorothy Kilgallen, and President Kennedy. So that takes you to a BitChute page, and you can have a listen to that interview from, over 7 years ago. Should be of interest. Okay, let's move on to censored.news, Mike Adams News Aggregate Site. And Mike Adams is also the gentleman behind Brighteon.com, which has certainly come to my aid recently since the clip grab thing that I was using to download shows stopped working. He's been a godsend in the platform he offers to people. Unsurprisingly, at the top is his show from yesterday: arrest warrant issued for war criminal Netanyahu while Trump and the GOP senators cheer the genocide. There you go. I saw that actually in the mainstream. All these Americans running around saying, oh, you know, this is outrageous that and then other people, oh, this is anti-Semitism that they've charged this guy. I mean, it's just amazing, it really is. Okay, so let's scroll down on here, see if there's anything else. Western censorship of Russia worse than of USSR. That's according to, well, that takes us back to RT. So RT are linking a lot into the alternative media, so maybe it wasn't such a bad idea of mine to put them in my independent news folder. I only did that when they got basically banned, the channel anyway, and you have to jump through a few hoops to get the website to come up. Okay, so we've been through all of that, so let's finish off with our Before It's News top 10. And as these top 10 is all governed or ranked by the amount of hits at any particular time, I always timestamp this section. So we know it is Saturday, November the 23rd, 2024. This is the BeforeIt'sNews.com top 10 as at 10:14 a.m. UK time. So let's just scroll down to, well, number 10. Went up 4 hours ago, 124 people are viewing it. Wan O'Savin and Michael Jaco. Major intel drop. What's happening and what we can expect next? Number 9. Went up a day ago, 124 people viewing. David Nino Rodriguez, 11/21/24. Who is Elon Musk? David Icke reveals the Beast System. Number 8, went up 11 hours ago, 133 people viewing. Latest details about Anne Brunson case. Shocking developments 2024. I saw this name Brunson popping up all over Before It's News. I don't know who they are. Number 7, went up 4 hours ago, 135 people are viewing this. From Deborah Tavares. Why a desperate alien species is about to reset the Earth's population. Number 6, went up 12 hours ago, 142 people viewing. Ah, and there is the Before It's News pop-up asking me to join Before It's News, which I have absolutely no intention of doing. So I'll repeat that. Number 6, went up 12 hours ago, 142 people viewing. Breaking, Trump just outsmarted everyone with the most epic 4D political chess move in US history. What was that? Criticising the International Court for putting an arrest warrant on Benjamin Netanyahu. Is that what they're referring to? Number 5, went up a day ago. 155 people are looking at this. Kim Gogwan, full situation update. Nasara Gasara, Trump financial system. Number 4, went up 9 hours ago. 182 people viewing. And we know, 11/22/24, 5D chess, not 4D, 5D. 5D chess, moves and counter moves, Bondi pick, wrap-up smears eliminated, whatever all that means. Number 3, went up 4 hours ago, 183 people viewing. SG Anon and Ricardo Bossi, huge intel on Trump and the military operations taking place now. Number 2, went up 3 hours ago, Judy Byington, unredacted, Gitmo list revealed, treason, military tribunals, and the Insurrection Act. And number 1, overwhelmingly, with 505 people viewing, more than double that of number 2, went up 13 hours ago, the Q documentary is released. There is a plan. November the 22nd. So there you go, folks. That being said, let's play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me for today's show. I'm talking to you, episode 146. Perkin Warbeck, one of the princes in the tower, was executed for treason 525 years ago today. Thank you for listening. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend for you all. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. Until then, folks, have a wonderful day and bye for now.